We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top, Tana Rabbanan. Everyone please behave. Tana Rabbanan. Mahu Noisin Loi. It says in the Mishnah, that it says in the Braisa 4, Noisin Loi Demei Zera. It says that's a Mekatoyus. What's wrong with this Mekatoyus? So what happens? I sold the guy's seeds, he plants it, and it doesn't grow. So I have to give him his money back. Do I have to give him back his work also? He hired 5 workers to help him plant it. He got a John Deere tractor over here. Everything, it cost him a lot of money besides the Zera. Is that guy responsible for that? That's the question over here. Mahu Noisin Loi. So Tanakama says, the Mezera v'lo Yitzah. I just have to get, the Meicher just has to return your money that you paid for your seeds. I don't have to pay for your Yitzah. It's a grumma. That's a grumma. You have to pay for the Yitzah also. And the Rashbam explains, even though it's a grumma, but it's a knas. Look at Rashbam, Af Yitzah, if you can find it, it's in the middle of the daf. He says, Af Yitzah Yitzias Charisha V'schar Payalim, V'nira V'enai the Knosu, it's a knas. It's all tumult in the Rashayim, is it a garmi or not? But we'll go into Rashbam's shot. That Tanakam holds a groma, and the Yashayim agrees it's a groma, it just holds the knas, and therefore we make the Meicher pay for the expenses. So, man Yashayim, who's the Tana of this Yashayim? Umar Chista, it's Shimon ben Gamliel here. So, more wants to know, where's the Shimon ben Gamliel? Here is Shimon ben Gamliel. Elaim of Shimon ben Gamliel, the Mastisim. So, we have to be reminded about our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says, HaMeicher Peres HaChaver of Azar Meloit Samchu, Afil Zara Pishta, in the Chayav Rach Yusam. You're not Chayav Rach Yusam, why can I say I sold it to you for eating? If it's Zoraini Gina, no one eats it, it's Chayav Rach Yusam. So that's our Mishnah, right? Is there a Machlekes in Tanakama and Rashim Gamil in our Mishnah? Tanakama said that if I sell you Peres of Zara Pishta, I can say you sold it for eating. Rashim Gamil says, Zoraini Gina, the not Echal, is Chayav, the Meicher is Chayav. So is there a Machlekes? So that would be a tumult here in the Gemara here. So which are Rashim Gamil? Elam Rashim Gamil, the Mishnah, the Tanakh says in our Mishnah, Meicher Peres of Chaver, right? Someone sells Peres to his friend. And he goes ahead and plants it. It didn't grow. I feel it's Zarapishton, even Zarapishton, which most people buy to plant. The Mishnah says, Einoi Chayev Bachusim. We're not going to read the parentheses. Einoi Chayev Bachusim. We're not Chayev in the Chayev, which means the Meicher can say, I sold you for eating. Eima Sefer, Rav Shimon Mila Eimer, Zarayni Gina, Sheinah Cholim, if it's garden seeds that no one eats, Chayev Bachusim, Chayev. So Freit the Gemara, Tanakam and Amyach Kama, the Kama agrees to that. Zarapishton, who didn't Chayev Bachusim, because some people eat that. That no one eats. He agrees. So what is the nafka mina between the Tanakam and Shimon Gamil? It must be el avaytzoyi kemenayu. Mar savar the meizera. One holds you just pay the meizera when it's zarei negina. Or mar savar avaytzoy. And we're saying Shimon Gamil is the one who says you have to pay for the itzoy as well. Now, Mamai, how do you know? Dilma Ipcha, maybe Rosh Hashanah is not the one. Who's the Tani Yashar Rosh Hashanah? Which Rosh Hashanah of our Mishnah? Which one of our Mishnah? Because what's the Machlokes? It must be he holds you have to pay Yitzah. How do you, maybe it's Tanakam holds Yitzah, Rosh Hashanah holds not. Maybe Dilma Ipcha. Maybe Tanakam holds the Chayav Yitzah, Rosh Hashanah not. Mamai, Dilma Ipcha. Holy Kasha called Tana Basra Letfuya Milsa Kasi. Always the second Tana adds on to the first one, and therefore he must be saying, you are Chayav for Yitzah. Right, the Gemara, but Stamazai, who says the Machlekes? Who says the Machlekes? Vadilma Kulo Shem Gamili. Maybe the whole Mishnah is a Shem Gamili. And it doesn't even mean that Mam is Chsuri Mechsura. It means, this year read the Mishnah. Vachikitani. Hamoicha Peris the Chaveroi. This year read our Mishnah. You sell Peris to your friend. Vazaram Litzam, who he planted, and it did not grow. I feel it was Zarapishton. Even Zarapishton, which usually is made for planting, still the Moicha is not Chayiv. Ain't a Chayiv Achirusam. Divri Hashem Gamil. Shem Hashem Gamil Oimer. Zareni Ginish and a Chalam Chayiv Achirusam. Mashma, everything else, then you won't be chayiv because you're kind of eating it. So maybe our Mishnah is or Shem Gamil. So do you see anything about how it's saw in our Mishnah? No. Again, we had a braisa that says that when it's a mekatoyis, you have to pay for the expenses of the guy who planted it. So we said, who is this Yeshua Imrim? That's chayiv itzah because of kanas of Shem Gamil. It's not Shem of our Mishnah. All our Mishnah is saying is a simple halacha. It's or Shem Gamil our Mishnah. It's saying this: if it's something that could be eaten, then you go Meitzchah Raya. You don't go Masorot. If it can't be eaten, then you are responsible. It doesn't say anything about it. It's on our Mishnah. So where is this elusive Rav Shimon ben Gamil? So Gemara says, Elahar Rav Shimon ben Gamil. This following Rav Shimon ben Gamil. Tanya Lutan Abraisa. Hamayla Chitim L'tachoyin. He brought this Chitim. Those days, most people did not have a grinder, did not have an oven. So if you had Chitim, you bought chitim in the marketplace, a nice few pounds of chitim, you bring it to someone to grind it, and you bring it to someone to bake it. So here, he brought the chitim to the guy who grinds it, to the grinder, And the guy made a mistake. Before he ground it up, he didn't soak it long enough. You don't soak it the wheat long enough. What happens is the flour gets full of these coarse pieces of shell that comes from the chitim, and it's no good. He didn't soak it long enough. Asan subin. And it ended up being subin ay morsan. These are not good quality flour. Or he brought the kemach lenachtim to bake. Va'afai, and he baked it past the feilim and it fell apart. Or he brought a behema letabach. He brought a behema to the butcher, to the sheichet, v'nivle, made it into nevela. The halacha is these people are chayav neshuk neisachah. And the Maran Bava Kama says, because he is a neisachah, he ain't paid. Since he ain't paid for his work, he is responsible. It means if he messes it up, he's responsible. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not only are you responsible for the behema or the chitim, you're responsible for more. You give him the embarrassment that he has now, that he invited Archim, and they don't have what to eat. And the Archim was embarrassed. He made a whole fat suda. He told everyone to make a big lav malka. Everyone comes over, and he brings out the bread, and the first guy picks it up, and it falls apart in his hand. It was very embarrassing for everyone. He has to pay for that baishus. And I'm assuming it's a knas also, like that's what Shmuel's family before. It's a knas, but Shmuel says that this dalach, you pay for this. If you give over a suda to your friend, the kilkla, you messed it up. You make a suda for your friend, you messed it up. You have to pay for the boishes. Oid minigod lo hevishlaim. Not a big minig was there. Then mapa proves the guy pesach. If he sees someone's house, he's a guy who always has guests. So the minig was that if they put some curtain made out of a tablecloth across the door, that means now is eating time. Open house now. So kozmas mapa prusa archim nechnasim, they go in to eat. Nostalka, once you take it away, a mapa in archim nechnasim, the archim do not go in to eat. There's not a minute. But what do you see from here? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you pay the demei baishas. So it comes out, that's Rav Shimon Gamliel shita. Now, so that's what comes out. And now who do we paskin like? So the Rashbam actually says, we don't paskin, we paskin like the Rabbanon. They apart on baishas because of grama. We don't paskin Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a chayiv in baishas. That's how the Rashbam says. But there is a Rambam, a Shara Rambam maybe, that the Rambam says they do have to pay for the Mebaishas. The Rambam is talking about, it's a Geya case, where someone got engaged, and they made a big Sudas Erisin, spent a lot of money. They unfortunately hired a party planner, wasted money that way. And therefore, they wasted a lot of money on the Vart. And then, 8 days later, the guy broke the engagement. And let's say it was the boy that broke the engagement. So they come to the boy and say, what do you mean? I just spent $30,000 on miniatures here. Well, you owe me money now. So the shayla is, do you have to pay for this or not? They pay for that or not? It's a big shayla halacha. It's a big shayla. It's the gay of the sugya. Do you pay bay boyster or not? We say, even though it sounds like only a grandma, but we said, maisi achayiv, the fear of Shem Yil, either because of knas or because maiz garmi, you have to learn up the sugya. But this is the sugya here, which is a very negative sugya la halacha. It comes up la halacha the sugya.